Thank you.
Good morning, sweetie. I am so excited about God's Money, God's Way Ministries. You have indeed taken on the president's call to action to help create jobs and opportunities and showing folks how to actually build their money in the private sector. Can you tell us about one of your primary programs?
Absolutely, Yolanda. And you're right. There are so many realities and opportunities that are going to be available to us in this post-recession economy, and we just want to make sure God's people are prepared for that. So the first thing we're going to do is launch one of our programs, which we started back in 2012. It was a wonderful success in Houston with Money Week Houston, but it's called D3 The Movement, Debt Demolition Date. God has given me the vision to take America and get us 100% debt-free, mm-hmm. period. And I know that sounds daunting, but with God, anything is possible.
Amen.
So I'm ready and I'm pumped. And so let's talk about Marcus real quick, because he's a client of mine. In the world may know that he's talked about paying off cars and different things like that. And Marcus has gone through this debt demolition date program. The debt demolition date is this. Let's break down debt. What does debt do? It causes a troubled spirit, an unsettled mind, lack of peace, frustration, worry. And then bottom line is there's this misalignment of your heart, your head, and your faith. But the word of God says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. So what's the problem? We've got to get out of debt. Debt is just not good. And so when you take it all into consideration, debt is not a broke thing. The single mom with six kids on food stamps, she does not have debt because she doesn't have the worthiness to have debt. So Yolanda, a couple weeks ago, you mentioned how certain words shut our mind down.
Yes.
Debt can shut your mind down because you think it's associated with not having, lack. And it's actually a wherewithal. You have to have things in order to be able to leverage yourself to have debt. So we all have debt. Mm-hmm. Sally Mae, our house, our car, credit cards, we all have debt. And so how do we get out of it? It's a lot easier to get into it than it is to get out of it, but we can do it. And we have a program that gives you the exact month and date that you'll be 100% debt-free.
Yes,
Marcus's date is 2024. And some people may say, well, gosh, that is a long time. But if you think about the fact that it's 15 years earlier than he would normally have gotten out of debt, then it hits in perspective. But add this up. Marcus is going to save $376,893 in interest payments.
Praise the Lord.
Wow. What can you do with that? And you can leverage yourself, start that nonprofit, adopt those children, go back to school, travel the world. Debt just restricts your time, it restricts your talent and your treasure. Just stamps all over your stewardship, and that's not good for Christian, for us, for God's people. He requires more of us than that. So that's one of our programs. That's our most exciting program. And for all our family on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, if you're hearing the sound of my voice today and you want your date, we're going to take the first 50 emails to our email account, which is mydate@gmgw.org. And I will email you back when you give me your debt. I need your balance, your interest rate, and what you're already paying. That's it. You don't have to kick anybody out. You don't have to get a new job. Your husband doesn't have to go. I need what you're already doing, and I can tell you exactly when you can get out of debt and exactly how much interest you're going to save. Now, jump back to Marcus real quick. That 12 years that it's going to take him, little Chase will be 17 years old. That's his senior year in high school. That's right before college. So Marcus will be able to fund college because it's going up at 17% a year. And then he'll be able to power pack his retirement program because he'll be about 20 years out from retirement. So when you look at that kind of long-term view, we can go back to Proverbs where the Bible says that the wise perceive danger and make adjustments, but the naive proceed blindly and suffer the consequences.
Wow. Miss Ebony Thomas, founder and president of God's Money, God's Way Ministries. Now, you know I love this enterprise. You give us a quick snippet of that.
It's really just for women. It's an all call action to women. We're trying to get the women in the homes back up and running because it'll change the entire community. Statistically, first time, first year in business, you have a 20% success rate. Half of that drops off after the second and a third year.
Right.
But we know that God is the exception above the rule. Mm-hmm. And he says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So Enterprise U is a knowledge portal. We're going to take these women. It's application only. It's a free program. It's internet based. So we'll take you all over the world. world, if you're listening today, it doesn't open until January. You got to watch us on Facebook or Twitter because we'll run the application at that point. Mm-hmm. We'll take a select number of women and ladies. We are going to guide you through year one. You're going to get everything you need, feasibility studies, business plans, marketing mm-hmm. analysis, everything you need to succeed with God in your small business idea. So you don't have to have anything but a passion and a purpose, which is what we all have.
God's Money, God's Way is a faith-based nonprofit, so you don't have to worry about anything. And Miss Ebony Thomas is a saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost young lady. So if you want more information, go to gmgw.org. Make sure that you like her on Facebook and Twitter so that you can be a part of these programs. It is absolutely fabulous. Remember, we're trying to get you fit financially as well as mentally, spiritually, and physically. Thank you, Miss Ebony.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a good morning.